March 20, The Daily Stoic. Ready and at home. I may wish to be free from torture, but if the time comes for me to endure it, I'll wish to bear it courageously with bravery and honor. Wouldn't I prefer not to fall into war? But if war does befall me, I will wish to carry nobly the wounds, starvation, and other necessities of war. Neither am I so crazy as to desire illness, but if I must suffer illness, I will wish to do nothing rash or dishonorable. The point is not to wish for these adversities, but for the virtue that makes adversities bearable. Seneca, Moral Letters, 67.4. President James Garfield was a great man, raised in humble circumstances, self-educated, and eventually a Civil War hero, whose presidency was cut short by an assassin's bullet. In his brief time in office, he faced a bitterly divided country as well as a bitterly and internally divided Republican Party. During one fight, which challenged the very authority of his office, he stood firm, telling an advisor, "Of course I deprecate war. But if it is brought to my door, the bringer will find me at home." That's what Seneca is saying here. We'd be crazy to want to face difficulty in life, but we'd be equally crazy to pretend that it isn't going to happen, which is why when it knocks on our door, as it very well made this morning, let's make sure we're prepared to answer. Not the way we are when a surprise visitor comes late at night, but the way we are when we're waiting for an important guest, dressed in the right headspace, ready to go. A Year with C.S. Lewis, The Proud Competitor. If you want to find out how proud you are, the easiest way is to ask yourself, how much do I dislike it when other people snub me or refuse to take any notice of me or shove their oar in or patronize me or show off? The point is that each person's pride is in competition with everyone else's pride. It is because I wanted to be the big noise at the party that I am so annoyed at someone else being the big noise. Two of a trade never agree. Now, what you want to get clear is that pride is essentially competitive, is competitive by its very nature, while the other vices are competitive only, so to speak, by accident. Pride gets no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man. We say that people are proud of being rich or clever or good-looking, but they are not. They are proud of being richer or cleverer or better-looking than others. If everyone else became equally rich or clever or good-looking, there would be nothing to be proud about. It is the comparison that makes you proud. The pleasure of being above the rest. Once the element of competition has gone, pride has gone. That is why I say that pride is essentially competitive in a way that other vices are not. Greed may drive men into competition if there is not enough to go around. But the proud man, even when he's got more than he can possibly want, will try to get still more just to assert his power. Nearly all those evils in the world which people put down to greed or selfishness are really far more the result of pride. From Mere Christianity. On this day in 1919, Lewis's first book, Spirits in Bondage, A Cycle of Lyrics, is published by William Hyndman, London, under the pseudonym of Clive Hamilton. Jesus Calling. Thank Him for the glorious gift of His Spirit. This is like priming the pump of a well. As you bring Him the sacrifice of thanksgiving, regardless of your feelings, His Spirit is able to work more freely within you. This produces more thankfulness and more freedom until you are overflowing with gratitude. I shower blessings on you daily, but sometimes you don't perceive them. When your mind is stuck on a negative focus, you see neither His gifts nor Him. In faith, thank Him for whatever is occupying your mind. That will clear the bondage, the blockage, so that you can find Him. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. 2 Corinthians 5:5. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High. Psalm 50:14.